And it is John Gibbons. And we are, of course, still celebrating Florian Friday because the deal is all agreed. It was there. It jumped out this morning. And the man who confirmed it, the man who gets all our hearts racing on social media, on Twitter, on X, what you want to call it, is, of course, Paul Joyce from The Times. I'm delighted to be joined by Paul now. Paul, thanks so much for coming on what I'm sure is a very busy day for you.
Yeah, it has been a busy day. I think, obviously, the deal's been creeping closer for a while now. And, the sort of the appetite for this story has been sort of surprising in a way, even though sort of covering Liverpool, nothing should surprise you. But I just think there's been a clamour for this. And I think today's news is obviously, it's good for everybody, really, in terms of it. You know, as you said, Florian Friday is an apt title for what's gone on.
I mean, you talk about the appetite for news on it and the appetite to get it done. And I think part of the reason for that is obviously because he's such a good player, but he was so widely coveted. And I want to make a few references to a fantastic article you've written today, which is how Liverpool won the battle for the German starlet. And it runs through, you know, the last 4 to 6 weeks. It feels like longer than that, but sort of 4 to 6 weeks really well. And where you start, Paul, is by pointing out that, you know, it wasn't just all the top clubs who wanted him, but, you know, he had meetings with, you know, three of the top coaches in world football, certainly at the biggest clubs. So Company at Bayern, he spoke to Pep Guardiola, obviously, and then Arne Slot. And I think it says a lot about not just Liverpool, but of course Arne Slot, that he's the one who ended up being the most impressive.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think over a period of time, we've probably become accustomed to Liverpool not winning these sort of races. Yeah. I think that's why there'll be a sense that it's a coup for whatever reason. Sort of, if you go back to sort of Aurelien Tchouaméni, sort of Real Madrid got in there first, and Liverpool didn't do that. Couldn't pull that one off. So I think it obviously there's a lot of groundwork that we in the media were privy to, and we didn't know that Liverpool had been doing for a number of years to get to a point where they can be very persuasive to the player. But I think it's also almost like the perfect storm of Liverpool reaping the rewards for a long-term vision, which probably starts with how meticulous they were in recruiting Arne Slot to replace Jurgen Klopp.